I have a prediction that we are going to see a major robotics company that has received many, I don't know, at least tens of millions of dollars in venture capital, is going to turn out to be a total hoax with nothing but little people inside their fake robots. And it's all going to just be the laughing stock of the industry when this comes out. Now, why do I think this? Well, I'll tell you why. I'm not going to name the company, but there's one company in particular. I've seen their robot demos, and I'm convinced they're fake. So I'll explain why. But I want to remind you that when they filmed the movie Star Wars, there was a guy inside C-3PO. I mean, obviously, because they didn't really build a robot that was walking around in the desert. There was a dude in there, and they just, you know, dressed him up. It would have been very laborious to be that actor. I don't know his name, but there's a guy that played C-3PO, and he was inside the suit. And there are certain characteristics of people who are good at that, and they have really thin waists, and they are thin-boned, tall, lanky people that where you can put stuff on top of their existing structure to, you know, build out the robot on top of their human arms. Well, the robot company that I'm noticing, that I suspect, strongly suspect, is a total hoax, appears to be doing the same thing. I think they take little people, I mean, thin people is the correct term. Apologies to little people. These are tall, thin people. And they put them inside, you know, robot outfits. And I've noticed that they build up their shoulders. It looks like, I don't know, like small football pads or something on their shoulders. And then they cover them in a cloth suit of some kind. So they're covered in a suit. And I've seen them. I saw a trade show video of one of these that was vacuuming. And as I was watching the vacuuming video, I noticed movements that looked like a human simulating a robot rather than an actual robot. And how do I know what these movements look like? Well, let me show you a video, because there's a robot dance performer that's very famous online. I think he's from Russia or somewhere in Eastern Europe. And he's called Robot Vall. I think it's V-A-L-L. That's his, you know, performer name. And he can walk around just like a robot. Very convincing robotic style movements. And there are a lot of other dancers. In the old days of, you know, rap music and breakdancing, this was called pop and lock. You know, pop and lock dance. I guess maybe it still is called that. But pop and lock is where you take your human body and you make it look like a machine. You make it move and function like a machine. So there are people who can do this. Check out this Robot Vall video to see for yourself. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
When the road looks rough ahead in your mind.
All right, so you don't even have to be as good as Robot Vall to still be convincing in a robot suit. And that's because a lot of humans, when they're looking at something dressed up like a robot, they project their expectations onto it. And so they see what they want to see. In other words, something looks like a robot, you know, well, guess what? They're gonna think it's a robot. And notably, this one robot company I have in mind, the entire head is enclosed. I mean, there could easily be a human skull inside that, is what I'm saying. And importantly, if you're asking what's the motive, well, it's incredibly profitable to have a startup and get a lot of VC money without actually producing anything. You can pay yourself, you know, $10 million salary, and nobody's the wiser because you've got human actors inside the robot suits, right? We've seen this before. I don't know if you recall the electric vehicle truck company. Forgot their name. The guy was prosecuted, criminally prosecuted. But what they did, they claimed to have an EV rig that would drive down the highways, you know, just an electric-powered truck, that a long-haul truck, an 18-wheeler. And what they did is they towed this truck, which was just a shell, a demo that didn't even have an engine. They towed it to the top of a really large, long hill. And then they filmed an ad of this truck going down this hill, which is a gentle slope. It's just the right slope. It was, I don't know, 2.5 degrees or whatever it was. It's just the right slope to keep that truck going for miles under no power other than gravity. And so that's where they filmed their big promotional commercial and everything. They did a lot of fundraising off of that. And, you know, the whole thing turned out to be a hoax. They did not have an engine in the truck. They didn't have the problem solved. They may have attempted to engineer some things. I'm sure they did, but they found out it was much harder than they realized. But by that time, they'd already taken hundreds of millions of dollars of investor money. So it's like, well, we're just going to have to fake it. Yeah, I feel like robot companies, or at least one, is doing that right now. And there's another company that famously has been found guilty of faking its technology. And of course, that is Elizabeth Holmes was the CEO of that. I forgot the name of her company. But Elizabeth Holmes claimed to have this technology that was really small, and from one drop of blood, it would run hundreds of tests and determine all kinds of things about your health and your biomarkers and everything. And she had major investors and all these famous and powerful political people on her board, you know, all kinds of top people. And then it turned out that she was, well, accused of faking the whole thing, that she didn't have the technology, it didn't work. And when they would demo it for journalists, they would actually run in a different room and have a full lab, and they would do like the regular full-scale laboratory analysis of their blood. And then they would come back and claim that it came out of this little machine. So they were faking it. Elizabeth Holmes got prosecuted, and she was found guilty. I don't remember the exact charges, but essentially it's fraud. Now, she claims she is innocent, and some other people believe she's innocent. Somehow, I don't know all the details. But she was convicted, just to be clear. Regardless of whether she's innocent or guilty, the point of this is that tech companies, and there are many other cases of tech companies, faking technology. And we used to call it vaporware back in the 1990s. For example, when a company would, they would pre-announce some incredible new hardware, but then they would never ship it, never existed. Or they would announce some, you know, amazing piece of software, what have you. We're going to see this in robotics. We're going to see it soon. And when it happens, just remember this podcast, because I called it. I'm telling you, there's thin people inside some of those robot suits. So there you go. If you want real technology that actually works, then check out our Brighteon.ai. It's our free AI engine. It's called Enoch. And although it was late, admittedly, it's available now and it works and it's free and you have essentially unlimited use, free of charge, without even having to log in. So that's at brighteon.ai. It's the most accurate AI engine in the world on real world topics. And we spent a long time and quite a bit of money to build that engine, and we made it available for free. So there's not a bunch of Indian engineers inside Enoch hiding out in there typing answers to your prompts. No, that would be insane. But there is a company that tried that, by the way. No, ours is actually AI engine generated text content. So enjoy, and thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. We've got a brand new product at the Health Ranger store to share with you, one that took us over 2 years to put together, and it sounds simple, but it actually wasn't. It's organic chicken bone broth powder.
And it's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got it in two formats. We've got it in the 8-ounce pouches there, and we have it in the number 10 steel cans for long-term storage. And of course, it's certified organic. It's also laboratory tested for heavy metals, for glyphosate, for microbiology, and other tests that we conduct. And the reason this is so important is because if you go to the grocery store right now and you buy a chicken broth product, usually it's in a box or sometimes it's in a can, you're going to find that it's loaded usually with MSG or some hidden form of MSG. And they'll have things like, you know, flavors listed on the ingredients label, which typically it's hidden MSG. And MSG is an excitotoxin. It's toxic to neurology, and actually it's toxic in many other ways as well. And we wanted to be able to offer an ultra clean laboratory tested version of chicken bone broth. And even though we don't sell chicken flesh, this is a product that can be combined with so many things like quinoa, or things that we sell in our Ranger buckets. It can be combined with pinto beans. If you add chicken broth to the water base for lots of things, including like macaroni and cheese, you can have like, you know, chicken macaroni and cheese or chicken soup macaroni and cheese, or any kind of like an instant meal, you can add chicken broth to it and you're going to greatly enhance the nutritional density and the natural flavor of it without using any MSG whatsoever. So if you look at our product, again, go to healthrangerstore.com, and if you scroll down, you'll see the ingredients here. Check this out. Ingredients, only one, organic chicken broth. That's it. Country of origin, USA. Okay, that's it. There's nothing else added. This is the one chicken bone broth product that you can trust to not be made with artificial flavors or chemicals or MSG or, you know, added excessive salt or any of these other additives that are typically in the food supply. This is just pure, simple, natural, certified organic, sourced in the United States, subjected to our lab tests from, you know, U.S. farmers who follow certified or organic procedures and have achieved that certification that we have verified because we do all kinds of due diligence on our supply chain. So this is the cleanest, most pure organic chicken bone broth that you're ever going to find in the marketplace. In this format, it stores for a very long time, and you'll love to use it this winter too, coming up. So check it out now at healthrangerstore.com and try this product for yourself. Give it a taste and understand that it is authentic, 100% real, no excitotoxins, nothing that's toxic, nothing that's going to worsen your health, only the one ingredient that's going to enhance your nutrition and enhance your health. So thank you for supporting us. Shop with us now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.